Two decades ago, the province of Ontario came close to building the Mid-Peninsula Corridor, a road right-of-way which would have run roughly along the QEW route from near Hamilton to the four border bridges. Then it all fell apart for a variety of reasons. Now Canada's Parliamentary Transport, Infrastructure and Communities Committee is suggesting another look at the project, probably along a somewhat different route. That's supported by Member of Parliament Vance Badaway, a committee member. Badaway says it won't be easy or be simple.
In government, we have to get beyond looking at 2 to 4 year strategies. We have to look at 10 to 30 to 50 year strategies, whether we're around or not. Our job is to get the ball rolling fast enough so it doesn't stop. And this is an example of that, because it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight, and I admit it's going to take a good, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years to get this thing done and completed and get trucks rolling on it and cars rolling on it.
Badaway has been talking with Congressman Brian Higgins, a strong supporter of smoothing transportation across the border. The congressman wants efforts to speed border crossing and has pushed for a series of measures to speed cars and trucks. He points to the new Gordie Howe Bridge in Detroit, a $1 billion bridge paid for by the province of Ontario, including U.S. government facilities on the bridge. All of that is to be paid for by tolls from growing traffic. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.